Happy New Year, everyone. The preparation for the lesson was done by the groups in North America. Let's go over to California.
Shana Tova, dear family. Shana Tova, dear soul. It is true that we prepared here in North America, but truly we felt the love from the world. And truly, it was unprecedented when you have 30-plus friends in one meeting and we get it done. And then we refine it. And then we come together, lock in step with Rav's lesson and infuse it with that thought of creation, with the thought of the Kabbalists that have prepared for us everything that we've ever needed. And now it's the new year. And now it's the new vessel, the new millennia, the new perception, the new intention. Unless you're shackled to the ground, you're going to be lifted off the ground by the friends, and you will dance and will really infuse this joy and gratitude that we have in this society, friend. This is like never before. This is a countdown. This is a countdown, friends, and we're here as one. So thank you for all the love, and we give it right back to you. Alex, can you continue?
Yes, dear friends, dear soul, happy new year. It's, if you could just feel the fire, the excitement happening for the past couple of weeks in, California, it's, 210 San Francisco and Los Angeles that have, are trying to support each other and trying to innovate. And, we have, 20 some friends, but it's like being in a Congress every day. It's always a different combination of 10 people, but it's, we work and, we're just the new tastes acquired, are just, beyond words, what we're experiencing, the challenges of how the 10s can strengthen, find the work in the 10. And, we're just grateful that, No matter which friend is present at that 10, there's always the greatness of the Creator. That's what we're reminded of the greatness of the Creator, of the goal. And all the smoke and all the ashes in California are just, they're fading away. And we're just, forgive us for being, you know, far away from you. We're even further than Africa, but we feel so close. And we just want to be integrated with you. And we feel grateful for the path, for your confidence, for your example, for your daily, daily efforts that we just hang on to you. And it's like this wheel, just massive wheel that's turning and spinning. And we're holding on to the boat and we're together. And we want to just be in as one vessel for this lesson. L'chaim, friends.
L'chaim. And to get into the spirit, guys, we're going to play a song that we all know called Ata Ve'ani, You and Me. And without you and me, without the Creator, there's no you and me. So feel free to rise off your chair, to dance off one foot like Rabash did. We're going to explode from the heart. Don't hold back because we evoke the friends through our actions. L'chaim b'nei Baruch.
אתה ואני קשורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני קשורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות את הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות תתנאי החיים a breath for the very first time this world is a child and it's awakened this world has been born a global connection no longer concealed one step at a time we'll walk together we all share the pain no choice but to change let's learn how to give Make no mistake, it's not just a theory. With love we are set free. This law is so clear. Let's lose our fear. You and me, connected we'll be. Like one family, up the ladder we climb so high. You and me. Living in unity, all together and free. Eternally, you and me. אתה ואני, שורים אחד לשני. עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים. אתה ואני, שורים בלב.
Shana Tova, dear family, and what an amazing family we have. It's not a normal family. It's a totally functional family. And part of our family is it reaches beyond time and space. Our teachers' lineage just goes back to the beginning, to the original thought. And lately, Rav has reminded us that our teacher is Rabash. So for this workshop, we're going to listen to Rabash's words, to the sound of his voice. I've always felt that his voice sounded like, had the resonance of a shofar. We're going to listen to his voice. We're going to listen to his words, and we're going to clothe in them. And then from what he's saying, we're going to take a question for the workshop. So let's gather our family together, to one of our fathers. Let's listen, open our hearts, and clothe in his words. Go ahead.
Like the excerpt from the lessons of Kabbalist Rav Shalom Ashlag with commentaries by student and successor Lightman. Man's inclination overcomes him every day. If we believe it, were it not for the Creator's help, he wouldn't overcome it. So does he have a choice or does he not have a choice? He doesn't have a choice. He can't overcome it. So, I'm asking two things. Why does the Creator do this? Either he gives light so he can see, so he can overcome without his help, or he gives help. They say he who comes to purify is aided. What's the aid? He should give everything, not to assist from beginning to end. You understand the question?
The question for active workshop is, when we do come to purify, what is the aid that we receive from above? When we do come to purify, what is the aid that is given from above? Go ahead.
Adam. Answer. A person, I said yesterday, falls asleep every night. What is night? Darkness. When a person is in descent. What is a descent? When his body doesn't understand, why I have to work on spirituality? I'm content with little. I don't want any great things. Only that the Creator will give me flavor, great pleasure in eating and drinking, and will give me a lot of money, a lot of respect, etc. So I'm content with little. I don't need any greatness. This is called night. a state of descent, when he doesn't know why he needs spirituality, except, what do I need? I wish I had corporeality, and I'd be content with my share. I don't need any greater greatness than this. So this is called night, a descent, and spirituality. What's a day? When a person understands that spirituality is the main thing. And why do we need corporeality? He yells, Lord, why did you create corporeality? Why do I need it? He doesn't understand. So at night, the Creator gives a gift, the Torah. Why do I need it? It's enough that he would arrange the corporeality. So this is called the night. At day, he yells the opposite. Why do we need it? Why do I need the corporeality? You don't understand what I'm saying? I'm speaking simply.
साथी साथ में मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा साथी साथ में मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा
Together we grow, light awakens our soul, the spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Together, together, all is one. I think that song pretty much says everything. I don't even know what to say to follow that. To be honest with you, I am at a loss for words. What I feel is this, how great it is to be together. I had to work today, but when I got off of work and I was heading home, the only thing I could think of is nothing matters this weekend except being in this Congress, being together, being with all of the friends, being with our Rav, being with Rabash, who's our great teacher. We're at such a special time, friends. This week of preparation has really opened up so much for us. It's pointed out to us what our responsibility is, and how much work we need to do, and we can only do it together. And the next degree, this new world, stands right before us. Forget the past. Don't worry about the future. Let's worry about right now. Now is the time to do it. Now is the time to unite. Now is the time to join in this lesson with our Rav as one man with one heart. Just bring it. We have a responsibility to the Creator. We have a responsibility to the world. And we can do it. We can do it. Let's do it together. Right now, in this lesson, behind this.
You're muted, John.
Workshop question. Talk to your friends' hearts and inspire them not to forget that every...
Talk to your friends' hearts and inspire them not to forget that every state, no matter what, is a gift from the Creator. Again, talk to your friends' hearts and inspire them not to forget that every state, no matter what, is a gift from the Creator.
Jane?
Yes.
Gene, go ahead.
Yes, we have to remember that only one thing we have is a rendezvous to meet together and to walk on the path. And every state that we feel darkness or day is a gift. And we know from darkness that the Creator lift us to the day. So therefore, let's stay put. The Creator is the one who will raise us from the dust, who raise the Shehinah from the dust. Thank you. James?
Yes, and one of the best gifts that we receive, and you hear it from time to time, is when we get to kiss the stick. These gifts are incredible, and they will continue to help us and build us as a 10. So continue to kiss the stick, Joe.
In every state we are, we feel influence from the group or from the creator. Yeah. Well, it's amazing to think that, to see that, and feel that we are giving each other something very important. We're giving us care and love. Care and love, which is basically the Creator. Otherwise, we won't be able to do that.
Yeah, well,
Joe,
friends, there is nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. This is it. This is your free choice. You exercise your free choice. This is the only way forward. We all know it. And we just connect above everything that comes our way. Any flare-up, any egoistical calculation, you go above it and you connect and you hold on to your 10, to your ship, and you connect above everything. David?
L'chaim, and make sure that we bring Creator into every prayer, into every action, everything that we do, including this next lesson that we go into, friends. We want to come in as one man with one heart, and now we're going to go into the Nigun. Let's get into the intention.